Denver police pulled over Republican Representative Laura Bradford of Colburn last week for driving erratically. The officer says he smelled alcohol on her breath. Bradford admitted to drinking and showed signs of being intoxicated during a roadside sobriety test. The Denver Police Department says under normal circumstances, Bradford would have gotten a breathalyzer, a blood test, and a possible arrest for a DUI. But because she told police she was a state legislator returning from state business, she was simply put in a cab and issued a citation for careless driving.
The law is very clear that going to and coming from a legislative session creates a legal protection that the Constitution affords.
That's Lieutenant Matt Murray, a spokesman for the Denver Police Department. He's referring to a provision in the Colorado Constitution known as legislative immunity. It bans state lawmakers from being arrested during the legislative session unless it's for a felony or treason. Legislative immunity dates back about 600 years. It was originally evoked in England as a way to protect lawmakers from the crown. Brenda Erickson is a senior research analyst with the National Conference of State Legislatures in Denver. She says 43 other states have similar laws on the books, but there's a lot of gray area.
When does this apply? What is the time frame for the immunity? How many days before or after session? What does arrest mean? Does that mean they are totally exempt from facing the charges, or should that be interpreted to mean that they are only exempt from being detained?
It's an issue state lawmakers may now tackle this session, according to Democratic House Minority Leader Mark Ferrandino.
Make sure that it's applied in the right spots.
And getting out of a DUI is not the right spot, says Ferrandino.
It's not there to give blanket immunity to legislators. That's not appropriate. Legislators have to be held to the same standards that every other citizen of Colorado has to be held to.
Interest in reforming legislative immunity appears to be gaining bipartisan traction. Republican Representative Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs chairs the House Judiciary Committee. He says he worries the Denver Police Department's policy is overly broad, and police ended up being too lenient towards Bradford.
It doesn't have any sort of inquiry about whether the legislators truly proceeding to and from the Capitol, whether or not legislatures in session, the way the policy reads. I don't say that to be critical. I just think it's probably worth an examination.
But Gardner says he wouldn't support getting rid of legislative privilege altogether.
The House is a great example right now. We have a 33-32 majority. An unscrupulous mayor, police chief, or governor might well say, make sure that Representative Gardner doesn't get to the House this morning. And it requires 33 votes to pass anything. You can say, well, that would never happen. Well, if it had not happened in human history, we would not have legislative privilege.
For her part, Representative Bradford maintained she did not use her legislative seat as a way to get out of a DUI. She did apologize on the House floor Monday.
In response to the officer's inquiries, I stated that I was leaving a legislative function, that I was on my way home, and that I was expected to be at the Capitol the next day to work. I responded to the officer's questions. My statements were not intended to invoke legislative privilege.
But Denver police say even if she didn't invoke legislative immunity, she also didn't ask to be treated just like everyone else. For now, Bradford has been removed as chair of the local government committee. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.